السلام عليكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. الله أسأل أن يوفقني ويوفقكم لما يحب ويرضى. كنا أمس ختمنا كلامنا بأن بالقول إن كل ما سوى الله مخلوق، الله تبارك وتعالى هو الذي خلقه. Yesterday we ended what we were saying, that everything other than Allah is created, and the one who created it is Allah تبارك وتعالى. وأنه تبارك وتعالى هو الحي الذي لا يموت. And that Allah تبارك وتعالى is the one who is attributed with life without an end. لأنه تبارك وتعالى أزلي أبدي لا نهاية لوجوده. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is eternal and everlasting. His existence So his existence does not come to an end. لذلك لا يطرأ عليه العدم. This is why it is not permissible for him to stop existing. لأن ما يطرأ عليه العدم لا بد أن يكون محدثا له بداية. Because what accepts to stop existing has to have a beginning for its existence. والله تبارك وتعالى أزلي لا ابتداء له. And Allah تبارك وتعالى exists without a beginning. فلا يجوز أن يسأل سائل الله خلق الخلق فمن خلق الله. So it is not permissible for one to say Allah is the one who created the creations. So who created Allah? هذا السؤال كفر والعياذ بالله تعالى. This is a blasphemous question. وقد ذكر النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام في الحديث أنه من عمل الشيطان. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned in the hadith that this question is an evil question. وهو سؤال خاطئ غلط. It is a wrong question. لأن الذي يخلق هو الذي يحتاج إلى خالق هو الذي يكون لوجوده بداية. Because the one who needs a creator to create him or it is the one that has a beginning for its existence. أما الموجود في الأزل بلا بداية فلا يحتاج إلى خالق. As for the one existing eternally without a beginning, he does not need a creator. لأن وجوده ذاتي. Because as long as itself is concerned, himself is concerned, he does not accept to vanish, not to exist. Allah. فالله تبارك وتعالى لا يتصور في العقل عدمه. The mind, the sound mind, cannot conceive the non-existence of Allah تبارك وتعالى. That is, it is impossible for Allah تبارك وتعالى not to exist. It is mentally impossible for Allah تبارك وتعالى not to exist. فوجوده عز وجل ليس كوجودنا الحادث. His existence سبحانه وتعالى is not like our existence that has a beginning. لأن كل ما سواه يمكن وجوده عقلا. يمكن وجوده ويمكن عدمه. Because everything other than Allah, it is a mentally, it is mentally permissible. That is, according to the judgment of the mind, it accepts to exist, and also it accepts not to exist. Its existence is possible, as its non-existence is possible. لذلك قالوا قال علماء أهل السنة الموجود ثلاثة أقسام. This is why the scholars of أهل السنة said that what exists or the existing things are of three types. الأول أزلي أبدي وهو الله تعالى فقط. The first one is an eternal and everlasting is eternal and everlasting. This is Allah تبارك وتعالى only. معناه لا بداية لوجوده. It means there is no beginning for his existence. يعني لم يسبق وجوده عدم, which means he never did not exist before existing. ولا نهاية لوجوده, and his existence does not come to an end. فلا يلحقه عدم. He is never attributed with the state of non-existence. ولا تغير ولا تبدل. He does not change from one state to another. كما قال الإمام أبو حنيفة رضي الله عنه كان كما هو ويكون على ما كان. معناه لا يتغير سبحانه وتعالى. As Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, may Allah raise his rank, said, Allah existed eternally. Okay. That is, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala existed eternally, having his attributes. And he shall exist without any change. If you want, if this works. وَحُكْمُ مَنْ يَقُولْ. It means Allah does not change. His attributes do not change. His self does not change. This is what Al-Imam Abu Hanifa meant, رضي الله عنه. وحكم من يقول إن هناك شيئا أزليا سوى الله التكفير قطعا. As we said, the one who claims that there is anything other than Allah that does not have a beginning is judged as a blasphemer with no doubt, one saying, with no difference in opinions about that. وَلِذَلِكَ كَفَرَتِ الْفَلَاسِفَةُ باعتقادهم السفيه أن العالم أزلي. This is why the philosophers are judged as blasphemers, because they believe that the universe does not have a beginning. لأن الأزلية لا تصح إلا لله تعالى فقط. Because as we said, no one exists without a beginning other than Allah تبارك وتعالى. والثاني من أقسام الموجود أبدي لا أزلي. The second type is what is eternal, what is everlasting, but not eternal. يعني له بداية لكن لا نهاية له. Which means it has a beginning, but it does not come to an end. كالجنة والنار, like paradise and hellfire. فهما مخلوقتان لم تكونا موجودتين ثم وجدتا. Paradise and hellfire are created. They did not exist, then they came into existence. فهما حادثان لهما بداية. So they existed after a state of non-existence. Their existence has a beginning. إلا أنه لا نهاية لهما. But they do not come to an end. فلا يطرأ عليهما خراب أو فناء. They do not vanish, they do not stop to exist, and they do not demolish. ولا ينقطع نعيم الجنة ولا يتوقف عذاب النار. The endowments of paradise do not come to an end, and the torture of hellfire does not come to an end. هذا بنص القرآن ونص الحديث وإجماع الأمة. This is established by the sayings of Allah تبارك وتعالى in the Quran, by the sayings of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, and by the consensus of the nation. لكنهما باقيتان بإبقاء الله لهما. But they remain existing because Allah Ta'ala makes them existing without an end. يعني تبقيان لأن الله شاء لهما ذلك. They stay, they do not vanish because Allah willed for them not to vanish. أما من حيث ذاتيهما فيجوز عليهما الفناء. As far as themselves are concerned, it is mentally possible for them to vanish. لكن بسبب ما جاء في الشرع نعرف أنهما لا تفنيان. But because what is mentioned in the rules, in the text, in the religious texts, we know that they do not vanish, they do not stop to exist. فهما باقيتان بغيرهما. بقاؤهما ليس ذاتيا بل بقاؤهما بإبقاء الله لهما. So their everlastingness is not for them. Okay. So their everlastingness is not in and of themselves. Rather, their everlastingness is because Allah Ta'ala willed that for them, because Allah specified them with that. في كل لحظة الجنة والنار تبقيان فيها هما بحاجة إلى الله. In every moment, while paradise and hellfire continue to exist, they are in need to Allah تبارك وتعالى. أما بقاء الله تعالى فذاتي. As for Allah تبارك وتعالى, His everlastingness is not because someone else specified Him with that. Is not out of the specification of someone else. You know what I want to say. Rather, the everlastingness of Allah is in and of Himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. والثالث القسم فما أجمل ما أحسن قول الشيخ محي الدين بن عربي رضي الله عنه لا موجود بذاته إلا الله وما أبشع قول بعض المنتسبين إلى التصوف لا موجود إلا الله. So how beautiful is the statement of a Shaykh Muhyiddin ibn Arabi, may Allah raise his rank, when he said, no one exists in and of himself except Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And how ugly is the saying of some people who claim to be Sufis while they are ignorant, who say, no one or nothing exists but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. العبارة الثانية معناها أن كل شيء موجود هو الله. الإنسان والبهيمة والحجر والشجر. The second statement means that everything that exists is Allah. The human being, the animals, the trees, the stones, etc. والذي يفهم هذا الكلام يقول هذا الكلام ويفهم معناه بلا شك. The one who says this statement while understanding what it means, he knows what it means, is a blasphemer with no doubt. القسم الثالث من أقسام الموجودات ما ليس أزليا ولا أبديا. The third type of existing things is it encompasses what is neither eternal nor everlasting. أي لوجوده بداية وله نهاية. Which means its existence has a beginning and has an end. وهو كل ما في هذه الدنيا. This includes everything existing in this world. السماوات السبع والأراضي السبع وما فيها وما في الأراضي السبع وما في السماوات السبع هذا كله لا بد من فنائه وفناء ما فيهما من إنس وجن وملائكة. ما في السماوات والأراضي من إنس وجن وملائكة. The seven heavens, the seven earths, what is in the seven earths, what is in the seven heavens, all these things will come, their existence, they will vanish, including the human beings, the jinn and the angels. They will die. فناء كل من هؤلاء الثلاثة هو بمفارقة الأجناس الثلاثة البشر والجن والملائكة، هو بمفارقة الروح للجسد. The human beings, the jinn and the angels, these three types of creatures will die by the separation, the complete separation of their souls from their bodies. وذكر بعض علماء أهل السنة أشياء غير الجنة والنار خلقت للبقاء. Some scholars among أهل السنة mentioned things other, paradise and hellfire, that do not come to their existence, do not come to an end. Creations that do not vanish. مثل العرش, like العرش. مثل الزبانية, like the angels who are in charge of torturing the blasphemers in hellfire. مثل حملة العرش, like the angels who carry العرش. بعض الأشياء بعض علماء أهل السنة استنبط من النصوص الشرعية عدم فنائها. Some things other than paradise and hellfire, some scholars among Ahl al-Sunnah deduced from religious texts that they do not vanish also. مثلا العرش قالوا لأنه سقف الجنة. For example, they said العرش does not vanish because العرش is the ceiling of paradise, and paradise does not vanish, so its ceiling does not vanish. They deduced from the religious texts that these things do not vanish. وقد جرت عادة العلماء على ذكر أن الحكم العقلي ينقسم إلى ثلاثة. مهم هنا ذكر هذا الأمر. Here it is important to clarify more this issue. The scholars of Islam had the habit to say that the mind, يعني يقولون العقل يحكم على الأمور بحكم من ثلاثة. So they say that the mind judges everything in one of three ways, or three types of judgments. الوجوب والاستحالة والجواز. يعني إما أن يكون الأمر واجب الوجود, وإما أن يكون مستحيل الوجود, وإما أن يكون جائز الوجود. They said everything, every thing that exists, its existence is either a mental necessity or a mental impossibility or a mental possibility. A mental possibility. It is either mentally impossible to exist, or mentally necessary to exist, or mentally possible to exist.
لما بتقول وجوده مستحيل معناه لا يوجد.
Ah, did I say that? No, it doesn't work. No. The matters are of three types. The mind judges the matters in one of three types. three different judgments. If I said existing things, this needs to be changed. Yeah, this is not correct. طيب. قالوا الواجب العقلي هو ما لا يتصور عدمه. يعني ما لا يتصور العقل عدمه. ما لا يعقل عدمه. ما لا يقبل العدم أصلا لذاته. What is mentally necessary to exist is what the sound mind does not accept its non-existence. In other words, what exists in and of himself. In other words, the mind judges that it does not accept not to exist. What did we say? The mind does not accept. The mind does not accept his non-existence. وهو الله وصفاته القائمة به. The one who is the matter, who is judged like that, is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, with his attributes. With his attributes. والمستحيل العقلي هو ما لا يتصور في العقل وجوده. Now for the mental impossibility is what the sound mind does not conceive its existence, does not accept that it would exist. ما لا يقبل الوجود أصلا لذاته. What does not exist in and of itself. What does not accept to exist in and of itself. وذلك كالشريك لله. An example of that is the partner, a partner to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. العقل يحكم باستحالة ذلك. The sound mind judges that this is impossible, mentally impossible. أما المستحيل العادي فالعقل يحكم بجواز وجوده بأنه يقبل الوجود لكن يعلم أنه لا يوجد. As for the ordinary impossible, it is something that the mind judges that it is permissible for it to exist. It is possible for it to exist. But it does not exist. Like, مثل جبل من زئبق مثلا. هذا جائز عقلا لكن العقل يحكم أنه غير موجود. Like a mountain of mercury, for example. Is the existence of such a mountain mentally possible? Yes. Does this exist? No. Yes. About agreement? Yeah. I was just talking about what is mentally impossible, and I wanted to draw the attention that this does not include what is normally impossible. It's okay. Barakallahu feek. أما الجائز العقلي ويقال نعم تفضل يعني ما يعلم أنه غير موجود لكنه هو في الحقيقة جائز عقلي بس كلمة مستحيل لا تطلق فقط يعني على المستحيل العقلي حيث ذاته هو جائز لكن لا يوجد يعلم أنه لا يوجد نعم يا Okay.
But that which is rationally impossible, it can't exist period.
Of course.
So that phrase in and of itself, I don't know how it's as if it's contingent, if it's the need of something else to give it existence for it can't exist.
If you it means when the mind thinks about what it means, this entails that it is impossible for it to exist. Exactly. If you are saying there is no way, it's a wrong statement in English to say it, to express this issue, then if you are sure it is wrong, okay, I take it back. I change it. If it's not wrong, then let's go with it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't say that. I said it does not accept to exist in and out of itself. Then let's say as far as itself is concerned, it does not accept to exist. تفضلي. The idea exists. Just let's say like the scholars said. In these issues, let's adhere to what they said. It's a delicate... These are delicate issues. So let's adhere to what they said. طيب. فإذن... المستحيل العقلي هو ما لا يقبل الوجود أصلا لذاته. So the mental impossibility is what does not accept to exist. As long as it's, as far as itself is concerned, it does not accept to exist. أما الممكن العقلي ويقال له الجائز العقلي فما يجوز في العقل وجوده تارة وعدمه تارة أخرى. As for the mental possibility is what accepts to exist at one point of time and not to exist at another point of time. وهو كل العالم. And it includes all the creation. كل العالم جائز عقلي. All the creations are mentally possible. إذا نظرنا إلى ذواتها تقبل الوجود والعدم. As far as themselves are concerned, they accept to exist at one point of time and not to exist at another point of time. لذلك الجائز بحاجة إلى من يوجده إذا وجد. This is why the mental possibility is in need for one to specify it with existence for it to exist. لأنه من حيث ذاته لا يترجح وجوده على عدمه. Because as far as itself is concerned, itself does not entail for it to exist. Just as it does not entail for itself to stop existing. So if it exists, it's in need for one who specifies it with existence. And if it does not exist, it is in need for one who specifies it with non-existence after being existing. ولذلك يقول علماء التوحيد إن الله واجب الوجود. This is why the scholars of Tawheed say that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that the existence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is mentally necessary. فالله تعالى كان قبل الزمان وقبل المكان وقبل الظلمات وقبل النور. Allah Ta'ala existed eternally without a beginning, before time, before place, before darkness, and before light. فهو تعالى ليس من قبيل وهو تعالى ليس من قبيل العالم الكثيف مثل الأرض والنبات والحجر والإنسان والكواكب ليس مثل الكثائف التي تقبض باليد ولا مثل اللطائف التي لا تقبض باليد كالجن والهواء لأنه سبحانه وتعالى مخالف للحوادث كلها لا يشبه الحوادث كلها. الله تبارك وتعالى is not a palpable body like the human being, the sky, the earth, the plant, the stone. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not like the non-palpable bodies, like the air and the jinn. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not resemble anything among the creation. لو شابه الله الخلق لما كان واجب الوجود. Had it been any resemblance existing between Allah and any of the creation, then the existence of Allah would have not been mentally necessary. ولحتاج الله إلى خالق يخلقه. Then Allah would be a creation in need for someone else to create him. وهذا باطل, and this is impossible. This is invalid. فإذا قيل أليس من أسماء الله اللطيف؟ قلنا اللطيف ليس معناه ما لا يجس باليد إذا أطلق على الله. ليس معناه الجسم الذي لا يقبض باليد إذا أطلق على الله. إنما اللطيف إذا أطلق على الله تعالى فمعناه الرحيم بعباده. If someone says, isn't it among the names of Allah the name اللطيف, then he is a thin body, a body which is unpalpable. We say, no, اللطيف as a name of Allah does not mean that. It means the one who is merciful, the merciful one. أو الذي احتجب عن أوهام الخلق فلا تدركه. Or it has another interpretation. The one who cannot, whom his reality cannot be conceived by the human beings. ولذلك نهينا عن التفكر في ذات الله. And this is why we are prohibited from thinking about the self of Allah تبارك وتعالى, that is in a way to imagine the self of Allah, because every imagination is created and the creator does not resemble the creation. فالله لا نظير له أي لا مثيل له لا في الذات ولا في الصفات ولا في الأفعال. ذات الله لا يشبه ذوات الخلق, فعل الله لا يشبه فعل الخلق, وصفات الله لا تشبه صفات الخلق. There is no resemblance between Allah Ta'ala and the creation, neither in the self, nor in the attribute, and nor in the doings. لأنه لو كان مماثلا للمخلوقات بأي وجه من الوجوه كالحجم والحركة والسكون ونحو ذلك لما كان خالقا لها. Because as we said, if Allah resembled the creation in any mean, volume, movement, motion, emotion, in any mean, then Allah wouldn't be the creator, the one who created these creations. لِأَنَّ الْمُتَمَاثِلَاتِ يَجُوزُ عَلَيْهَا مَا يَجُوزُ عَلَى بَعْضِهَا. Because the similar things, what is possible for one thing is possible for every similar thing. فلو كان الله يشبه الخلق لجاز عليه ما يجوز عليها من الضعف والفناء والمرض إلى آخره والتغير. Had there been any resemblance between Allah تبارك وتعالى and the creation, then it would have been possible for Allah to be attributed with their attributes, with the attributes of the creation, including change, movement, weakness, vanishing, etc. And this is impossible. وهذا مستحيل كما هو معلوم عندكم. ولذلك لا يجوز أن يوصف الله تبارك وتعالى بالحوادث. لا يجوز أن تقوم به الحوادث. And this is why it is not permissible for Allah to be attributed with an attribute that has a beginning, with a created attribute, with an attribute that has a beginning. لأن الذي يوصف بصفة حادثة يكون هو ذاته حادثا. Because whomever is attributed with a created attribute, an attribute that has a beginning, would be himself created, would himself has a beginning. لذلك قال أهل السنة صفات الله تعالى قديمة ليس لها ابتداء. This is why the people, the scholars of Ahl al-Sunnah said, the attributes of Allah تبارك وتعالى are without a beginning. The attributes of the self of Allah are without a beginning. the attributes that Allah is, that the self of Allah is attributed with, are without a beginning. هذا إجماع. This is a consensus among the Muslims. ولذلك قال الإمام أبو حنيفة من قال إن هذه الصفات حادثة أو مخلوقة أو شك أو توقف فهو كافر. This is why Imam Abu Hanifa said, the one who says that these attributes or one of them has a beginning or doubts about this or says, I don't want to interfere in this, I don't want to believe that it has a beginning and I don't want to believe that it does not have a beginning, Imam Abu Hanifa said, in all these three cases, this person is a blasphemer. Such a person is a blasphemer. لِأَنَّ نَفْيَ قِدَمِ الصِّفَاتِ أو شك في ذلك هو تجويز لكون الله مخلوقا. Because negating that or doubting about it means that it is possible for Allah to be created, to be a creation. وَهَذَا كُفُرْ لَا يَشُكُّ فِي ذَلِكَ مُسْلِمٍ. And this is blasphemy. No Muslim would doubt about that. وَلِذَلِكَ أَيْضًا قَالَ الْإِمَامُ أَحْمَدُ بْنُ سَلَامَةَ الطَّحَاوِي فِي عَقِيدَتِهِ الْمَشْهُورَةِ وَمَنْ وَصَفَ اللَّهَ بِمَعْنًا مِّنْ مَعَانِي الْبَشَرِ فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. And this is why, exactly this is why, Al-Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, Ahmad ibn Salama, said in his creed, in his famous creed, وَمَنْ وَصَفَ اللَّهَ بِمَعْنًا مِّنْ مَعَانِي الْبَشَرِ فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. Whomever attributes to Allah any attribute among the attributes of the human beings, blasphemes. لِأَنَّ مَعْنَى هَذَا أَنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى مَخْلُوقٌ حَادِثٌ. Because doing that means attributing to Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى that He is created and that He has a beginning. واضح إلى هنا؟ Is it clear up till here? شيء وايد. تفضل. نعم. العقل يحكم بجواز وجوده وجواز عدمه. أي علي. لكن يعلم أنه ليس موجودا. يعلم. المستحيل الشرعي. فيك. Yes, of course. هناك شيء أيضا هناك حكم يقال له المستحيل الشرعي لكن كلامنا في الأحكام العقلية لذلك ما ذكرناه وإلا فهناك شيء يقال له المستحيل الشرعي يعني العقل يقول يحكم بأن وجوده جائز وأن عدمه جائز يجوز وجوده في آن وعدمه في آن آخر يجوز وجوده تارة وعدمه تارة أخرى بالنظر إلى ذاته أما بالنظر إلى أن الله أخبر أنه يكون أو أنه لا يكون فعند ذلك يقال وجوده إذا أخبر الله أنه لا يكون فوجوده مستحيل شرعي ولو كان هو من الممكنات في الأصل من الممكنات العقلية وإذا أخبر الله أنه يكون ولا يعدم فعدمه ولا ينعدم بعد ذلك فعدمه بعد ذلك مستحيل شرعي. وإن كان من حيث العقل ممكنا عقليا من حيث ذاته. There is something that they call the religious impossibility. But we were talking about the mental judgments. This is why I did not mention it. Although there is something which is called religious impossibility, or if you want to say a judgment that a thing would be religiously impossible to exist, or religiously impossible to stop existing. This refers to the mental possibilities about which there is a religious text that says that they do not exist, or religious texts that say that they do not stop existing. After they exist, they do not stop existing. In this case, for the first type, we say their existence is religiously impossible, although they are mental possibilities. And the other type, we say for them to stop existing is religiously impossible, although it is a mental possibility. If that is as far as themselves are concerned. أما لو اعتبرنا هذا من أول مع أنها ممكنات عقلية بالنظر إلى ذاتها إلى ذواتها, أما بالنظر إلى الحكم الشرعي خلاص مستحيل. As far as themselves are concerned, they are mentally possible. But if we take in consideration what is mentioned in the religious texts, then we say that nothing else can happen. Nothing else than that can happen. There's no possibility for any other thing to happen. But as far as themselves are concerned, without considering the religious text, this is when we say they are mentally possible. Mental possibilities. يعلم أنه لا يوجد. شو يا أخي؟ لكن يعلم غيبها. نعم تفضل يا حاج. هذا ما وصلنا إليه بعد, ما وصلنا صلاح. نصل إن شاء الله, نصل شباب. Don't you want me to continue? And not just you, يعني إنه go ahead. No, please go ahead. لأجسادي صحيح. هنا تبي يعلم أنه غير موجود. أوضح حتى ما يصير في اختلاط. About what? And the animals, they die. صحيح. طيب.
ما عم نحكي عن المتواتر. سنصل إن شاء الله.
من همتكم, ماذا من همتكم, بس إنه سنصل إن شاء الله. وإليك. فالله تبارك وتعالى كما قلنا غني عن العالمين. As we said, Allah تبارك وتعالى does not need any one among the creation. إذن الله تعالى موجود بلا مكان، لا يحتاج إلى المكان. This entails that Allah تعالى does not need the place. He exists without a place. ولا يحتاج إلى الجهة، موجود بلا جهة. And that Allah تبارك وتعالى does not need the directions. So Allah تبارك وتعالى exists without a direction. لأنه ليس كشيء من الأشياء. Because He سبحانه وتعالى does not resemble any of the creations. الذي يكون الذي يحتاج إلى الجهة هو الجسم. What needs a direction is the body. إما الجسم اللطيف، سواء الجسم اللطيف والجسم الكثيف. Whether this body is thin, palpable or unpalpable. فمن نسب إلى الله الجهة فقد شبهه بالمخلوقين. The one who attributes to Allah existing in a direction is likening Allah Ta'ala to the creation. المخلوقات تكون في جهة. The creation exists in directions. الشمس في جهة منا تكون. القمر في جهة منا يكون. كل يسبح في فلك، في مدار جعله الله تبارك وتعالى له، في مسار جعله الله تبارك وتعالى له. فلا يجوز أن نشبه الله تبارك وتعالى بالشمس والقمر. The sun exists in a direction. The moon exists in a direction. Every one of them has a specific orbit or rotation. A specific path that it follows. The one who claims that Allah is in a direction is likening Allah Ta'ala to the sun and to the moon, which is invalid. وهو الذي خلق الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر كل في فلك يسبحون. هكذا قال ربنا تعالى في سورة الأنبياء. In Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah Ta'ala said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. Which means Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the one who created the night and the day, the sun and the moon, and each one of them has a specific path to follow. فأثبت الله لكل من الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر التحيز، أن له حيزا ومكانا. الله تبارك وتعالى in this verse made it clear that each one of these four, the day, the night, the sun and the moon, each one of them has a space that it occupies. وأنه ينتقل منه إلى غيره. And that it moves from it to another space. فمن وصف الله بمثل ذلك فقد جعله مثل الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر. So the one who attributes Allah with something similar to that is likening Allah to the day and the night, the sun and the moon, which is invalid. الله تعالى كان قبل الجهات وقبل المكان وقبل الزمان وقبل الحيز. Before the existence of the directions, the places, the time, the spaces, الله تبارك وتعالى existed eternally. من غير جهة ولا مكان ولا حيز ولا زمان. without a place, without a direction, without a space, without time. وبعد أن خلقها موجود لا يحتاج إليها. And after Allah created these things, Allah exists without needing them. ومن غير تغير, and without Him changing. سبحانه وتعالى. لذلك أجمع السلف على نفي الحد عن الله تعالى بكلمات صريحة. This is why a salaf said explicit words in clearing Allah from limits. من الحد, from limits. إلى درجة, وهذا منهم كان صريحا وواضحا, إلى درجة أن المشبهة ما استطاعوا إخفاء هذا ولا إنكاره, ولا استطاعوا إنكاره. This was very specific, very clear, very widespread, to a point that even those who liken Allah to the creation and say that Allah has limits, they couldn't hide or negate what the Salaf said. يعني they admit that they said that. كالذي روي عن الإمام أحمد مثلا, like what was narrated from الإمام أحمد, أنه قال إن الله تعالى لا حد له, that he said that Allah تبارك وتعالى is not attributed with limit, with limits. ومثل الذي نقله أبو جعفر من الطحاوي عن السلف كلهم, and like what was narrated by Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi from all as-salaf, تعالى عن الحدود والغايات والأركان والأعضاء والأدوات. When he said about Allah, تعالى عن الحدود والغايات والأركان والأعضاء والأدوات, لا تحويه الجهات الست كسائر المبتدعات. When he said Allah is clear from all limits, etc., then he said, and Allah is not contained in any direction. مثل هذه العبارات كثيرة عن السلف. Such statements are said in different ways by many, but giving the same meaning, by many people among السلف. العجيب بعد هذا أن الوهابية يدعون أنهم يتبعون السلف. What is strange after knowing all of this, that the Wahhabis claim that they follow السلف. الأعجب أنهم يثبتون هذه المقالات عن السلف ثم يقولون الله له حد. What is more strange is that they admit that the people of As-Salaf said these statements. And then they say, Allah has limits. بعضهم يقول حد واحد, بعضهم يقول حدود وهكذا. بعضهم يقول حدان, بعضهم يقول حدود. Some of them they say one limit, some they say two limits, some they say several limits. Abu Ja'far bin al-Tahawi قال Allah متعال منزه عن الحدود. Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi said Allah is clear from limits. بعض الوهابية قال معناه له حد لكن نحن لا نعلمه. Some Wahhabis said this means Allah has a limit, but we do not know this limit. على زعمه هو يتبع ما قال أبو جعفر. According to this Wahhabi, he follows what Abu Ja'far said. كذاب, هو يعرف أن كلامه لا يوافق كلام أبي جعفر. He is lying. He knows that what he says does not comply with what Abu Ja'far said. لكن ليخدع الناس يقول هذا. But to trick the people, he says that. أبو جعفر قال: الله منزه عن الجهات الست، لا تحويه أي جهة من الجهات الست. أبو جعفر الطحاوي said: الله is clear from all directions. الله is not contained in any of the six directions, in any direction. بعض الوهابية قال هذا معناه هو في جهة فوق. Some Wahhabis said this means Allah exists in the direction of above. And they are convinced, it seems they are convinced that this is what it means. What can you do when a person reaches this level? خلاص ما تبز. What can you do? مرة واحد منهم حتى لا يقر بالحق قال الله في الجهة التي هي غير مخلوقة. Once one of them, so he does not admit the truth, said Allah exists in the direction which is not created. الذي يكلمه السني الذي يكلمه قال له الجهة، هل يقال الجهة هي الله؟ لا يقال. قال لا، لا يقال. The Sunni that was talking with him told him, well, do you say that the direction is Allah? This is something that no Muslim said. He said, no, I don't say that. قال له إذن هي غير الله. He told him, then the direction is other than Allah. إذن كأنك تقول يوجد غير الله لم يخلقه الله. So you are saying that there is something other than Allah which is not created by Allah. What are you saying? الله يرحمنا. بعض أهل الضلال ما قلوبهم متحجرة مثل الحجر. Some people of misguidance, they have hearts like stones. They don't understand. They don't want to understand. They don't listen. They don't hear. They don't think. So, as if you are speaking to a wall, to a stone, to an animal. No, but the animal does not think. You can't discuss this matter with an animal. So when you discuss with them, sometimes as if you are discussing with an animal. One of the scholars, by the way, one of the scholars, he said that with these people, you reach to a point where you feel that many times you feel you are not talking with a person, so as if you are talking with animals. So you feel you want to treat them like animals. Allah yarhamuna.
ويكفي في تنزيه الله عن المكان والحيز والجهة قوله تعالى في سورة الشورى ليس كمثله شيء. It is enough to clear Allah from the place, the space, the direction. The saying of Allah تعالى in سورة الشورى ليس كمثله شيء, which means nothing resembles Allah. لأنه لو كان له مكان لكان له أبعاد, أمثال وأبعاد. Because if Allah existed in a place, then He would have similar things and dimensions. والذي يكون هكذا محتاج إلى من خلقه.
And the one who is like that is in need for someone to create him. يحتاج لمن خصه بهذا الطول دون غيره من الأطوال وبهذا الحجم دون غيره من الأحجام وبهذا الحيز دون غيره من الأحياز. He is in need for someone to specify him with this length instead of another length, with this space instead of other spaces, with this time instead of other times. الواحد منا يجوز أن يكون طوله أربعة أذرع ويجوز أن يكون طوله ستة أذرع ويجوز أن يكون طوله ستين ذراعا ويجوز أن يكون طوله ألف ذراع ويجوز أن يكون طوله ذراعين ويجوز أن يكون طوله شبرا ويجوز أن يكون طوله مثل النملة الصغيرة كطول النملة الصغيرة. لماذا اختص كل واحد منا بطول معين دون باقي الأطوال؟ كونه إنسانا لا يستلزم طولا معينا من الأطوال، فلماذا اختص بطول دون طول؟ لا بد له من مخصص خصصه بذلك. لو كان الله مختصا بطول من الأطوال لاحتاج إلى مخصص خصصه بذلك، تعالى الله عن هذا. We human beings, we have specific heights. It would be mentally possible for one to have the height of 4 cubits, 6 cubits also, 10, 60, like Prophet Adam, 100, 1,000, or 2 cubits, or even 1 cubit, or to or 2 handspans, or less than that, the height of a little ant. But each one of us has a specific height. Why? Being a human being does not necessitate this specific height. So why one is attributed with this specific height instead of other heights? One is need for someone to specify him with that. And if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had a specific dimension, specific dimensions, then he would be in need for someone to specify him with these dimensions. And thus he would be created, which is impossible. It's very easy, very clear, very clarified in Al-Quran, Al-Hadith, the sayings of the scholars. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala guides whomever he willed to believe. And the one whom is not, Allah did not will for him to be guided to their belief, will not be guided regardless of what one does. Allah yarhamuna. ومن الحديث الدليل على ما قلناه ما رواه البخاري وغيره بالإسناد الصحيح أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كان الله ولم يكن شيء غيره. This, the aforementioned ayah exists in Al-Quran. In the hadith, the proof exists also. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned in the hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala existed eternally with nothing else with him. والمكان هو غير الله قطعا. The place is other than Allah, for sure. إذن كان الله ولا مكان. Then Allah existed without a place. من هنا من هذا الحديث من الآية والحديث أخذ أهل السنة قولهم إن الله موجود بلا مكان. From the ayah and the hadith, Ahlul Sunnah took them saying that Allah exists without a place. السيدنا علي من أين أخذ قوله كان الله ولا مكان؟ من الحديث والآية. From where Imam Ali took his saying Allah existed without a place, and he exists as he existed, that is, he exists without a place. From where did he take that? From the ayah and the hadith. وغيره من علماء أهل السنة. من أين أخذوا هذه العبارة؟ من كلام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And other than him, among the scholars of أهل السنة, from where did they take this statement? On what did they rely to say this statement? They relied on the verse of Al-Quran and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وقال البيهقي في كتابه الأسماء والصفات استدل بعض أصحابنا في نفي المكان عنه تعالى بقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت الظاهر فليس فوقك شيء وأنت الباطن فليس دونك شيء وإذا لم يكن فوقه شيء. يعني قالوا بالاستدلال في الاستدلال بهذا الحديث إذا لم يكن فوقه شيء ولا دونه ولا دونه أي تحته شيء لم يكن في مكان. البيهقي in his book الأسماء والصفات said some of the scholars deduced this statement from the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت الظاهر فليس فوقك شيء وأنت الباطن فليس دونك شيء, which means you are الظاهر, O Allah, you are الظاهر, so there is nothing above you, and you are الباطن, so there is nothing underneath you. They said if there is nothing above him and nothing underneath him, then he exists without a place. هذا الحديث معروف رواه البخاري وغيره. This hadith is known, narrated by Al-Bukhari and others. الظاهر من أسماء الله معناه الذي يدل كل شيء على وجوده. الظاهر is one of the names of Allah. You are الظاهر. الظاهر is one of the names of Allah. It means that everything shows or stands as a proof for the existence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His oneness. والباطن من أسماء الله معناه الذي لا تدركه الأوهام. As for the name الباطن, you are الباطن. الباطن is one of the names of Allah, and it means the one who cannot be conceived with the mind. It cannot be imagined. He cannot be imagined. فهذا الحديث أيضا فيه الرد على الذين نسبوا الجهة إلى الله. So this hadith also contains or shows the invalidity of the statement of those who claim that Allah exists in a direction. لأن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال لا يوجد شيء فوق الله ولا شيء تحت الله. إذن هو موجود بلا مكان. هؤلاء القائلون بالجهة قالوا بلى, تحته العرش وتحته العالم. Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said there is nothing above Allah and nothing underneath Allah, so Allah exists without a place. These people who claim that Allah exists in a direction, they say and believe that the universe is underneath Allah. Allah is above it. فهم مكذبون لحديث الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. So they are belying the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقول علي رضي الله عنه كان الله ولا مكان وهو الآن على ما عليه كان نقله عنه عدد من علماء أهل السنة. Several scholars among the scholars of أهل السنة copied from الإمام علي his saying كان الله ولا مكان وهو الآن على ما عليه كان. Allah existed eternally without a place, and this does not change. منهم أبو منصور البغدادي في الفرق بين الفرق. Among them is the famous scholar Abu Mansur al-Baghdadi in his book الفرق بين الفرق. نقف هنا. Let us stop here. والله تعالى أعلم. Allah knows best. إن كان لأحد سؤال فليتفضل. If you have any questions, please go ahead. تفضل علي. Without limits. Without. Al-Imam Ahmad was asked about certain hadith, about hadith al-Nuzul and other hadith narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, in response to that, he said, نؤمن بهذه الأحاديث كما رويت عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بلا كيفية ولا حد. That is, we believe in these hadith narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام without attributing to Allah تبارك وتعالى manners of being of or limits. ممن روى ذلك عنه اللالكائي وغيره. Among those who narrated this from Imam Ahmad is اللالكائي في كتابه اعتقاد أهل السنة. In his book The Belief of أهل السنة, اعتقاد أهل السنة. اللالكائي الحافظ اللالكائي. ما هو المكان؟ المكان هو الحيز الذي يشغله الجسم. الله لا يحتاج إلى المكان, إذن هو لا يشغل الحيز, لأن الجسم يحتاج إلى المكان, لا يوجد من غير حيز يشغله, يلزمه المكان لوجوده, الحيز لابد لازم لوجود الجسم. فلما قلنا الله لا يحتاج, غني عن المكان, إذن هو ليس موجودا في مكان. هذا يمشي, هنا يمشي. To disappear. طيب. Then. لا. بالنسبة للثلاثة الموت. Sometimes don't you Don't you, when you are, I'm asking, don't you use in a certain context vanishing in the meaning of dying? You do. If it is valid in the language, if it is correct in the language, then it's تتشقق ثم تجعل الأرض الأراضي طيب طالما نعم نعم شو علي قل
many times when we mention I've seen it mentioned when people bring up what Imam Ali said about كان الله ولا مكان that they say that this the wahhabia they'll say that there's no the chain of transmission is not reliable
check it really way
Abu Mansur did not mention the chain. It's correct. What does that mean? But if the scholars of Hadith, the top scholars of Hadith, said that this is confirmed from Al Imam Ali, so even if Abu Mansur did not mention it, it's famous from Al Imam Ali. Al-Mushabbiha, these people who liken Allah to the creation, they accept as proofs to support their claim hadith that they know that they are fabricated. So, if Abu Mansur did not mention the chain of narrators, while the top scholars of hadith mentioned that this is confirmed from Al-Imam Ali, this is not a big problem. Especially when it is in compliance with the rules of the religion. It's not a big problem. Shabbat. الله يجعله جسما يذبح What is the term that what term do they refer to What's the term that they refer to? By himself? So they mean Allah exists without the need of others? They say this is what al-wahda al-mutlaqa means? Okay. They are coming up with a new interpretation of this term. Why? No, now you are talking about two issues here. Which one do you want me to answer? What do you want me to talk about? The second one. What's the second one? I want to be sure that I'm talking about the same second one. That you mean? Uh-huh. And what they mean by al-wahda is? Okay, what do you say about this belief? That Allah exists without resembling the creation? So what's the question? You are just asking. Okay, let me make it more clear. This issue more clear. There are people who believe that Allah and the creation are one thing. And they claim that this belief is the proper belief. And they say, they claim that they took it from so-and-so, and so-and-so took it from so-and-so, until reaching Muhyiddin ibn Arabi. So they claim that Muhyiddin ibn Arabi said that, and this was his belief. Actually, Muhyiddin ibn Arabi, in his works, in his books, said what definitely belies this belief, what definitely clarifies that this belief is wrong. But in his book, statements were added by other people that give this wrong meaning. This is why some people say we follow in this Muhyiddin ibn Arabi. And this is why some scholars judged him as a blasphemer. Because they thought that what exists in the book in the books attributed to him is correct. And they thought that what exists in the books attributed to him was his statement. So this is why they judged him to be a blasphemer. Actually, he did not say that. In his books, there are statements that clarify that. The scholars of his time mentioned that he had the correct belief, etc. And many scholars said that they saw, or several scholars, said that they saw the original copies of his books, especially two books among them, that they did not contain these statements. This is one issue. Another issue, some people use sometimes the term of Wahdat al-Wujud and not Al-Wahda al-Mutlaqa. They use the term of Wahdat al-Wujud to refer to certain things that they say, which is other than believing that Allah and the creation are one. They say other things. We don't want to go into what they say. As for me and you, what is suitable for us is to adhere to the statements of the scholars of the belief. Which statements they used, we use. What did they say, we say. How did they express, we express. We follow them in that, and this is the suitable issue for someone who's weak like myself. Barakallah. Is it clear? Shuyadiya. Now let someone. الله بصفاته يعني صفات الله ليست غير الله صفات الله ليست غير الله ما في إشكال بها العبارة ما في إشكال خلاص أنت لا تتعمق كثيرا في هذا الآن اشغل نفسك بغيره يا رائد لا إله إلا الله الله تبارك وتعالى قادر على أن يحول أن يخلق من العرض جسما الله قادر على ما يشاء خلاص قف عند هذا الحد نحن عقولنا في أشياء في أنفسنا ما نعرف ما ندرك حقيقتها يكفينا هذا تفضل يا أحمد جاءون نأتي نأتي إن شاء الله نصل إلى هذا we'll reach this إن شاء الله تفضل حاج أنا قلت حدا بده يسألني غدا أجيبك إن شاء الله
أحتاج أن أراجع، نسيت، غدا أجيبك إن شاء الله. مع يعني مع أن أبا منصور كان عالما في الحديث لكن لم يشهر عنه أنه حافظ، إن شاء الله غدا أجيبك ما شاء الله. طيب الله يبارك فيكم. Before we leave, I want to mention something. You know that since some time our brothers in Toronto and our brothers in Florida were putting effort to acquire a place as a musalla and a school, etc. And for some time they were not successful to find the appropriate place, or sometimes they couldn't afford to buy it. You know, until recently it seems that things are going in the direction of acquiring centers in these two areas. And as you know, for this issue to be to materialize, for this issue to take place, there are things that are needed. And among these things that are needed is to pay the enough money to start with. يعني the, what do they call it? The down payment and the like. Alhamdulillah, يعني your brothers and sisters are putting good effort in both areas for this issue. They paid and they are paying money for that. I think it would be very, very good and very nice and very beneficial for us to help them in this issue. If we do not do that, we are risking that they wouldn't be able to accomplish what they want to accomplish, which is not a nice thing. Losing these two centers is not a good thing. There is a big need for that. We have a large community, a lot of people that can benefit, a lot of Muslims in both places. It is needed, such places are needed there to pray and to teach and to try to save the Muslim youth from all the different traps that are set for them in the way. So I think it is important to help in that. I will not talk a lot. I don't think there is a need to talk a lot about this issue. If one is able to help, let one do it, because this is the time to do this. After death, خلاص, you cannot then say I want now to acquire, to do good deeds, to acquire the reward. Now is the time for that. And now is the time to get the reward and encourage your brothers and sisters to do more of good things. Allah yubarik fikum. So whomever can help in that, let him or her not hesitate in this issue and to contact the people in charge of that. Haj Umar or Haj Ali can help, or other people, yani, no, not other, not everyone, yani, so, let's keep it this way. So
Let's keep it this way. To talk with Haj Umar about it and let Haj Umar organize it. But go and talk with him, Allah yubarak fikum, about this issue and don't hesitate, barakallahu fikum, in helping in this. Abu Dawood, I will not take long time, but I want to mention this. Abu Dawood was standing at the shore of the beach. He heard someone sneezing, coughing in a ship in the river. So he was he coughed and he was in a ship in the middle of the river. Abu Dawood, he said, Alhamdulillah. Abu Dawood wanted to tell him, Yarhamukallah. So he couldn't reach him. He paid one dirham. He rented a boat with this one dirham, went to him and said, Yarhamukallah, and came back. At the same night, someone else saw him in his dream that on the day of judgment, Abu Dawood was admitted to paradise without any torture because one dirham that he paid. So the person might be safe in the hereafter because a little amount, or because one hasana that many people might think it wouldn't have this impact. Now it's the time for us to do the good things. Don't lose this time. Allah yubariku fikum wa yahfazukum. Naqifu huna wallahu a'lam. Law halal nuhallil. La ilaha illallah.